podcast, the secret Google. VO 3.1 prompts. Pro creators use guide. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really exciting lined up. Absolutely. We're diving into the fascinating world of Google VO 3.1, and let me tell you, it's packed with features that pro creators are using to create some mind-blowing videos. Right? There's this myth floating around that you can just throw in a vague prompt like cool car chase and get a Hollywood-level production. Spoiler alert, that's not how it works. Oh, wow. That's actually really interesting. So what's the deal? Why does 90% of AI-generated video look like a weird, jittery mess? Great question. A lot of it comes down to how you write your prompts. If you just mash the gas pedal with vague instructions, you're likely to crash and burn. But pro creators are using specific structures that really help. So it's kind of like having a recipe for a dish, right? You can't just throw everything into a bowl and hope for the best. Exactly. And with VO 3.1, it's all about understanding the nuances. First off, let's talk about what makes VO 3.1 different from other AI video generators. Yeah, what sets it apart? The market for AI video generators is exploding, projected to grow from about $10 billion in 2025 to around $32 billion by 2031. But what's really exciting is the quality. VO 3.1 is production ready, which is a huge leap from those early versions that were mainly just fun demos. Jordan, got it. So it's more reliable for actual projects? Exactly. In fact, as of December 2025, VO 3.1 ranked number one for text-to-video preference. When people compared it side-by-side with other tools, they consistently chose VO. That's impressive. And I heard it has this physics upgrade that makes a big difference. Yes, it's rated 4 times better in simulating realistic physics for things like liquids and hair. So if you're trying to create a video that doesn't look cartoonish, that's a game changer. So if I'm understanding correctly, that means less frustration for casual users and more reliable footage for pros, right? Alex, exactly. Now let's move on to how pro creators are structuring their prompts. They're not just saying man walking down a street. They're saying things like cinematic shot, 35mm lens, shallow depth of field, smooth dolly in. Whoa, that sounds super technical. But it makes sense. You're basically telling the AI how to film the scene. Right. Pros know the terminology. For instance, if you say handheld, it adds a little shake for realism. But if you want a smooth glide, you say gimbal smooth. That's why their videos look so much better. And what about lighting? I hear that's crucial too. Absolutely. If you leave the lighting vague, it defaults to flat and boring. Adding descriptors like volumetric lighting or rim light can really elevate the look. It sounds like the structure is really important. Is there a specific format that works best? Yes. A common format is lighting mood plus subject, action plus environment details. For example, low angle tracking shot plus, golden hour backlighting plus, a vintage car speeding plus, on a dusty desert highway. That's a solid formula. It is. And another fascinating feature of VO 3.1 is its use of reference images. You can upload a photo and say, use this person or drive this car through a city, and it maintains consistency much better than using text alone. Oh, wow. That sounds like a great way to get better results. Exactly. Plus, you can control the first and last frames by uploading images to help create smooth transitions between them. That sounds super handy. Now, what about settings? I imagine those play a big role too. They do. One surprising thing is how VO 3.1 handles motion. In older models, high motion would lead to distortion, but with this version, you can generate 1080p videos that can be over 60 seconds long. However, I recommend generating in shorter chunks, like 5 to 10 seconds, to maintain more control. That's smart, and I heard it integrates with Gemini for prompt writing. How does that work? Yes, you can use Gemini to help craft better prompts. Just go in and say, hey, write me a VO 3.1 prompt for a sci-fi city establishing shot, and it usually delivers something impressive. Sounds like a great tool to have at your disposal. But what mistakes do people usually make when using VO 3.1? Common mistakes include overloading the prompt with too much info or expecting perfection on the first try. You really have to iterate and tweak your prompts, much like how pros do. That's a valuable lesson for anyone trying to use this tool. It's all about practice. Absolutely. Once you get the hang of the structure, it opens up so many creative doors. So to wrap up, VO 3.1 really stands out due to its realistic physics, advanced prompt structure, and the integration of image references for better consistency. Exactly. And if you want to stay ahead in the creator game, mastering this tool is definitely worth your time. Well, that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.